Hi, welcome to our Wednesday question and answer period with Winfrey and Terry Brown, and welcome to the CBS Radio callers. Thank you for being here. And I'd also like to greet the next caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Positive greetings from Sedona.
Hi, positive greetings. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're just waiting for a little bit of everybody, so I'm assuming that we'll all be here very quickly.
When it's so quiet, I always wonder if there's something that everybody's glued to the TV watching that we're missing.
Yeah, I also wonder that.
Don't own one.
A TV?
Correct.
Bless you.
Hi. Welcome to the Wednesday call. And we are live on BBS Radio.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Wynn.
What are you doing there? Oh, there he is. There's Eyes. Thank you. Were you covering for Eyes?
Sounds like she dropped out.
God, I hope I didn't scare her off.
No, I didn't. It was my... I touched the side of my phone and here is the
Okay.
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would anybody like to say their names and location?
This is Terry in Dallas.
Hi, Terry in Dallas. Welcome.
Hi, Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris in Memphis.
Hello.
Hey there. And
Jesus. We hear you.
Hi, I'm Lori from Portland.
Hi, Lori from Portland. Welcome. And anybody else would like to announce himself?
This is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry from Sedona. Welcome.
Hi.
And welcome to the next caller.
Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hi, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
So I'd like to say hello and welcome to the Wednesday call for all of those who have joined in and the BBS radio listeners. We are glad to have you here.
Your voice sounds better today. Are you getting better?
Yeah, I feel a little bit better. That dose of energy really made me feel better.
Uh-huh.
So that really helped. And plus, I've been taking lots of vitamin C.
Which dose of energy?
The dose from Whole Planet Healing last night.
Oh, when we did that. Yeah.
Yeah. It helps me a lot. So I have energy now. And welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi there.
Hi, welcome.
Did that sound like Raiden?
No, he's already here.
This is Cecil, the C6 Sea Serpent.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Wynn. Just got through listening to last Wednesday's call, which was super, very enjoyable.
I can't even remember it.
Well, about
I can't remember yesterday's call.
Pardon me?
Can't even remember yesterday's call.
You can't?
They all blend together.
Yeah.
Never 5 minutes ago.
But I know it was good.
Well, you sound like y'all got the same problem I have. And
right.
My wife's getting worse and worse by the day.
Have you tried any alternative things for her?
I've done what I can, but she resists most everything I try to do.
She's not a woman, is she?
Kind of, yeah. You sound like you've had that experience.
She's a lady.
Well, I don't want to admit to it, okay? since Terry's on the line. Yeah, Terry's on the line.
Yeah, you got to be careful because he's on the line.
That's right.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
I admit to it. I'm very resistive.
I think we all are.
And welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location for those of you who joined us? And silence.
Dharmananda in Boulder Creek, California.
Welcome.
All right. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
And how's your demons doing, Dharmananda?
They're still here, I guess. I'm missing things.
Whoa! Okay. We'll see if we can figure... You know, it's kind of amazing that these guys on the other side can be so good at, I mean, I'm talking about not high guys, just, you know, deceased people, ghosts, can actually manipulate physical things. I think that I can't figure out how they get so smart when they're there, but they do it. Huh?
Yeah.
Anna,
okay, we're
in Washington.
Hey,
what? My daughter has a ghost that's living in her house. And
she has
moves
a ghost
stuff around.
Is that right?
Yep. And has gotten smart now. Uses the smartphone and draw pictures and all kinds of good stuff.
Right on the phone, you mean?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And it's a 13-year-old boy that's been dead for about 80 years now, 86 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And lived in that house ever since.
Mm.
And you can change the channel on the CD from the radio to the CD and then choose a certain song that he likes. And there's all kinds of fun things. He's a fun little guy.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Although, nothing is amazing to me at this point, okay?
I can understand that.
It's hard to amaze me. I remember when I was first working on the Wilcock book, and it might have even been before I met Daphne. And one night, in the middle of the night, my printer started printing. And, I mean, I was asleep. My computer was turned off, right? And the printer prints a raw channeling that was in the book.
Huh. Well, this little guy does the same thing. He'll turn the printer on and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah. So I assume that was the rock group telling me we're paying attention. I mean, it's pretty frustrating for them, I'm sure. But let me... Is Kathleen on the line? Hello, Kathleen. Oh, she's not here. Okay.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is September 27th, 2017, Lynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere, and another night of you got questions, and we got answers, and Terry's not ready, but she's there. I don't care if she's ready. I just care if she's unmuted. Are you unmuted, Terry?
There, I'm unmuted now.
Okay. Well, we are so glad to have you here. And you are such a blessing to us all.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Now, if you notice, all these ghosts are really good at working smartphones and doing all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, when they get born again, they're going to be really good.
They're going to be engineers, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me call in the light, and we're going to get started. We got some questions for tonight. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect everyone here, Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Fa'an, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator, the love light of the one, the all, the intelligence, the awareness that is available at all times. We are assistants to him and her, and we are assistants where we can be for the people of this earth density who tune into these calls. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it, and it is not meant for you at that time. If somebody has a question, it may be your question, but the answer may be totally different depending upon the person who is asking and their needs. We don't come through the telephone line or through the computers. That's only the voice. At first, when we first tried to come in, we started coming through all the circuitry, but we got lost in all the circuitry. So we come directly to you, wherever you may be. And we see your light if you are praying and asking. And if we can, if it is for the higher good, and if we can, we add our energies to yours and help where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. The first thing I want to ask is something I brought up yesterday, where when we were talking about teams and connecting with the other side and connecting with Elohim and Ra, and everyone wants to feel a connection. They want to feel an enhanced connection. I think everyone that listens to these calls has got the idea that there is a value in that connection. And
yes.
I made the suggestion yesterday that was my intuition, that one thing that might speed up that process is faking it until you make it. In other words, imagining, for someone to imagine that they're in your space and act as if they have support, even when their conscious mind is not certain. And I do think people think partially they're unworthy of that, or they're afraid they're going to have to give up their power in some way and be obligated, which I don't have any experience of that being true for myself or for Terry. I only find that you are supportive. But in any case, could you comment on that idea, fake it until you make it?
Everything starts with something that needs to be created. And it does not exist at this time. And then someone may wish to bring it into existence. So if they can take on the cloak of what it is that they wish it to be, that is for a start towards it happening and being created. It is a reach to move into something that has not yet been created and does not seem possible. And people tend to then get sidetracked into everything it is and everything that's been created by somebody else instead of reaching out and creating for themselves. So fake it till you make it is not necessarily a lie, because it is reaching for something that you can then fill in the blanks and do the coloring to make it real.
Don asked the question tonight, and he says somewhere in our material he found that you said that when one is meditating, they might, let me just see how he worded it here.
This is Don.
Don, yes.
Yes.
That you recommended saying the word Elohim or the word Ra while meditating or any time to bring in their energy, your energy. In what ways can this benefit us?
You do not need to say the word Elohim or Ra, but you can. And when you address something that you wish to have happen, you can request our presence, and then we will specifically come in. If you do it in general, you may get of higher sources for angelic support as well. So it is like addressing a person, being specific of what you wish to laser in on and to come in to help you.
I have the idea that it's also possible to access the one infinite creator. I may be wrong. It might be too big.
The one infinite creator is there all the time.
Yeah. If we actually access the one infinite creator, how might that feel?
You are accessing the one infinite creator at all times, as you are part and parcel of the one infinite creator. Becoming aware of it is another thing, and it can feel like great support if you become more aware of it.
Mm-hmm. And another thing is, we think in terms of distances. We think that the Elohim is far away in distance.
It is not. We are here. We are here now.
Yes. And the way that I seem to see it is that there are timelines surrounding us. They're right in our space because there is no distance. Distance is just an illusion of creation, and
yes,
that you are outside of that illusion. So that means you can't be far. It means that you are in our space surrounding us, but we can't tap into it. And the same thing for the one infinite creator in terms of being aware of it. Am I correct in that?
It is like a a hearing range. You have certain senses with which you can listen and you can hear within those ranges, because the body instrument can be sensitive to those particular frequencies. However, a dog can hear higher frequencies generally, and there can be very high frequencies that you do not hear. They are there, but you do not have the apparatus to hear them. Once you become more sensitive to the phenomena that is surrounding you at all times, you can learn to become aware of different frequencies that the body generally cannot access. However, you as an infinite being can access if you refocus yourself.
Thank you. We have a question here from Valerie in Livermore. Valerie,
yes.
I'm putting this in to answer her question. Yeah, I've been holding this. You know what? Sometimes people send me very long questions, or they want to understand something, and they explain it. And there's not a really good way to ask it without reading the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I put those off sometimes to get more urgent questions. But Valerie asks a question about an out-of-body experience. I was visiting my best friend, and I was sleeping on her couch. While I was sleeping, I found myself in a dark space, standing on nothing. So at first, I was a bit alerted, and I took a breath, and the breath brought in pure peace. Next thing I know, there's a young girl kneeling down in front of me, writing on a stone tablet. She then turns the tablet around so I could see what she wrote, and it said, "When will he come?" Of course, I will stand and say, "I don't know." Then a hand came to rest on my shoulders. So I looked to see who it was, and it was my grandfather who had passed away a few months before. He looked at me and said, "Teacher," or "teach her." I wasn't sure. But upon seeing him, I freaked. I tried so hard to wake up, but I could not open my eyes, and what I did see was all these wiggling red lines of energy coming back into my body from my toes to my legs to my body to my head. And as soon as I reached my head, I can see daylight through my eyelids. Of course, I opened my eyes and said, "What the heck was that all about, and where was I?" So my question is, did he say teacher or teach her, and why? And thank you again for continuing to be a collective unity for all. And she didn't ask this, but, you know, I think I'm going to add this on to give some kind of validation for the experience she was having. In other words, when one has an experience that is surreal, but seems real. In other words, it's not happening in the physical, but it's so clear that it seems like it is. There may be one more than one explanation for that experience. It may be a projection. It may be, I don't know. So you want to comment on her experience, and then her question is just, did he say teacher or teach her?
Thank you. It would be, if you take a look at the two answers, one, teacher, and two, teacher, which is also teacher, which is being a teacher for her. So teacher is the basic of this teacher, which is broader than simply to teach her. When the girl was looking at what she wrote, and she turned it around for you to see, it said, "When will he come?" And then the grandfather comes. A little girl in the dream can be you. And the appearance of the grandfather can be his coming. The ancestries, the grandfathers, the grandmothers often stay in touch with the children and the children's children, that they can bring peace and solace to them and help them in their path along the way. So your grandfather is looking out for you, and he is bringing a message to teach the little girl in you and to bring peace and solace to you and let you know that everything is okay.
Is the grandfather like one of her team that's in her space a good portion of the time?
He comes and goes. He comes and goes and checks on her. He very much loves her.
Okay. Thank you. And, okay, Valerie, we did it. next question from Helen Yeager in Virginia Beach. Is there such a thing as an accident? Now, you know, I want to make a comment here. There are people that say everything is meant to be. Everything is supposed to happen. And it's God's will. So Helen had some accidents, and she wants to know if they were really accidents or if there was something she was supposed to learn from it, I assume. But she says, and if there is no purpose or agreement or lesson to be learned, why does the heavenly host, guides, ancestors, who I've been told are with me, I say host as the term team is new to me, why, if it's so quick, I don't have time to react or ask for help? Do they not step in to help or possibly warn me? And she says, two bad accidents in slightly less than 2 years, the worst experience of my whole life, and both within days of my birthday. I know I spend a lot of time not grounded and out of the body. Is that part of the problem? If there is a lesson in these accidents, other than what I had to learn to heal myself, and yes, I kept meeting people who had similar accidents and was able to pass on what I learned, was that the lesson or just the sideline? Please, I need to understand and know what I should do now and in the future to avoid anything like this again. I'm not sure if I can keep my determination and fight going. Helen.
Thank you. When you mentioned that these accidents were within days of your birthday, when one gets within about 3 months of their birthday, then they begin to re-experience the astrological effect of what, the energetic effect of the time before your birthday and before you were born. There is much confusion as you have been born into this density and much reorientation. Energy attracts energy. So it's not a matter of the accident being just a random or preordained or anything. It is the energy in the time period before your birthday, the energy of the confusion, of the fears, of all of the ball of energy that you experienced, attracting similar energies to you. Energy attracts the same kind of energy. And so if you look at the time before you were born and see what your mother went through and her fears of having a difficult birth or having an accident, sometimes the energy of that plays very strongly in your own field as you approach your birthday. So pay attention to these energies and see as you approach your birthday, what are your energies, what are your fears, and see if you can access deeper into what has occurred. It is not a condemnation. It is not a penance. It is simply the energies attracting similar energies. And this needs to be cleared from your field, and then you will avoid these accidents.
Thank you. I know Helen mentioned this, and she talked about being grounded and her challenge with that. Could you give her any recommendations on how she could be better grounded?
Start from where you are. So if you're not grounded, then start from there. See if there's little things that you can do that begin to ground you a little bit. If you have a rebounder or ability to do rebounder exercise, little mini trampoline, that can help you ground your energies and help drain toxins from your lymph system. And that even if you did it 5 minutes a day, or 5 minutes twice a day, that will help you to ground yourself. Do not chastise yourself for not being grounded, because it is what it is. And you may need to let extraneous energies go. And when extraneous energies are around you, it is a bit confusing. And so if you let them go, then you become more your own self, and which is more grounded.
Thank you. Question here from Dharmananda. Things keep disappearing in our house, and our clothes get unexplainable cuts and rips in them. Since there is no one else here but my wife and I, we think there may be a demon or mischievous spirit that is doing this. If this is true, how can we get rid of it?
You could call Fred and see if Fred can check your house out. We do see that there is a mischievous spirit there. The spirit has some connection with clothes, and that is our answer, to check out Fred and see if Fred can check your place out and may learn more about the spirit. And he is really addicted to clothes, and she is attempting to express control in a way that he can, but it is not very successful or very viable for that being, and it would be better for that being to move on and to get a better form that could express themselves better.
Thank you. It seems to me, from observation, that when somebody passes and they end up in the astral, they seem to stay at the same age in the astral until they take on another body.
Yes.
Is that true?
Or until they move to the heavenly realm, that they have a choice.
But then they can be at any age they want?
Yes.
Can you make them leave?
We suggest that it needs more work, that they are addicted to, in some manner, to clothes. And they do not want to let go or leave because they have so very little, and they are afraid that the little that they have, if they left, would simply be gone. They have no reason to want to leave, they feel. We will continue to look at this situation.
I'll just give you all Fred's phone number. Fred has helped lots and lots of people that have had weird things in their houses. And does anyone else want to call him? His phone number is 907-229-2475. 907-229-2475. And let's go with the next question now, okay? And this is from Edna. I would like to thank our sources for answering my question last week about the pink light I saw in my bedroom, which was related to Elohim and angels that came to visit me. I would like to know if the beings that came to visit me are part of my team. If yes, can you tell me more about my team and what is their specialty? And are there Elohim, Ra, angels, and ancestors as part of my team? Thank you.
We, as the Elohim, are available to be part of wherever we can help. We look in where we feel that we can make a difference, and we connected with the angelic group as we came in. And we do not look at it as being part of your team, because we are part of a very broad team. And we can move into being a part of the team and moving back out. We are like a someone, when we see a need, we can move in, like a fireman who wishes to help out the fire department. And we can move in and help where we can. And then we are on broad call, though, not simply as a part of your team.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. How does the Elohim that we're speaking to manage the entire universe in the same way?
We are more this sector is, we see this sector needs more help. We are more heavy in this one sector.
Are there other sources that say managed via in Dromedan or Arcturian areas?
Yes.
Okay. And they're not divisions of this group.
We are all one.
Yeah. Okay. Another question here from Jim Leha in Medford, New Jersey. In March of 1989, I was one of nine teenage passengers in our vehicle that was involved in a serious accident. There were two fatalities and many serious injuries. I was unconscious for 20 to 30 minutes.
Yes.
And then awoke while I was still in the vehicle. I never thought to ask at the time, but I was apparently passed over by the emergency responders as they attended to the other occupants. It remains
yes.
a murky visual, but I recall seeing the vehicle from above, and now I believe I had left my body. However, I do not recall anything I may have experienced during that time. Yeah, go ahead.
You had left your body, and so that was where your consciousness resided. Your body was there in the vehicle, but you had left your body. And that was one of the reasons you were passed over.
Was I not intended to recall the experience, or did I suppress it on my own?
When one moves from one's physicalness into one's other self, then it is like being in a different surroundings, and it is harder to correlate the whole thing, to remember it. And it is like it's real over here, and it's real over there. However, the jump between the two just doesn't seem real.
Was there something that happened to Jim when he was out of the body that was profound, that would help him to remember it now?
You were deciding whether to come back. And the in correlating the sudden change with the people that died, and it was so grief-stricken with the effect for the people that died that it was very hard to ingest or to realize or to take in. And it took a while for you to be able to deal with it and then come back.
Thank you. Okay, one more question for tonight. And the question is, it's from Anna in Lake Balboa, California.
Yes, Anna.
My 8-month granddaughter goes through periods where she's very sleepy. but can't fall asleep. And when she starts to fall asleep, she gets startled and throws her arms up in the air and cries as if something scared her.
Yes.
Her parents are very tired because she wakes up 4 to 5 times during the night.
She is very scared during the night. If she falls asleep, she won't wake up. And so she keeps waking herself up to make sure she is still there.
Yeah. When she was 3 to 5 months old, she'd look up at the ceiling and talk and laugh and was told by the sources that she was being visited by a positive energy that she'd known in a previous life and that this energy was being helpful to her. Now it seems this energy doesn't visit her anymore. My experience raising babies is limited as I only had one child, and she occasionally experienced the same problem when she was 1 to 2 months old and was told all babies go through that. I understand babies are different, but it seems to me my granddaughter shouldn't be experiencing this at 8 months old. I don't know if this problem is common nowadays, but I've heard of quite a few people with similar problems. My question is, do babies have nightmares? Is the case of my granddaughter what is bothering or scaring her? And what can our parents do to relax her? Thank you.
She is, as we mentioned, scared of going to sleep for fear she will not wake up. Spending some time with her at night and cuddling her and letting her know she is loved before she goes to sleep, or maybe telling her some children's stories that are reassuring and to her, and letting her know that they are there for her, and that if she needs something to, it will be there for her. Can help, or even if she has a bell or something she can ring if she finds that she is scared, although she may start out by ringing it all the time. She is passing through a phase where she is scared of not waking up, and eventually she will pass through that phase. But make sure that everything around her at night is safe for her. Do a little bit of studying and see what is the best position for her to sleep in when you put her down to bed, making sure that the position that she is sleeping in is safe for children and is comfortable for children, because there are some positions which when a child isn't sleeping, that it is more, it is not as good for if you study crib death and see what positions are best for the child to sleep in, and make sure her crib is safe. Eventually she will pass through that phase.
How about something like a teddy bear or something that she can use to hold on to feel secure?
That is possible. Teddy bear or doll that she can love to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Well, we're going to move on over to Whole Planet Healing. Do you have any final words of close for us?
Our love extends out to each and every one of you. We know it is difficult in the certain city, so hang in there, as the experiences you go through can only make you stronger in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. And maybe we can just, while you're involving with us, send light to North Korea for peace. Send light to Bali, where there is that
volcano.
And
we see it is raging. We see the energies are raging.
Okay. Thank you for being here. We'll see you in a moment.
Yes.
We won't hear you, but we'll see you. Thank you.
All callers are unmuted. Your conference recording has stopped.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here.
Thanks.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Terry.
What's left over?
Thank you from Seattle.
All right.
Thank you. Stay safe. Love and peace.
Thanks.
Goodbye.